couple of items this week that went on. One of those was the announcements of committees for the senators.
Yeah, that's a pretty big thing up here. Everybody wants to be a chair and do their thing and stuff like that and give them some power. I never get overly excited about it, but I want to get on committees that'll help me represent the district better. Got my hands full. I normally, if you usually end up with three or four, and I've actually got eight committees. I'll be chairman of physical oversight again, and basically any bill that comes through the Senate's got over $100,000. Expenditure in it, plus or minus, can be a decrease, has to go through that committee. So I make a lot of people mad when it comes to the committee and don't approve their bill because they don't have a funding source for it. But I think that's important, that if they want this, there needs to be a funding source. And so I've made some people mad and they've taken it back out on me on the floor, but that's okay, we can handle that. Happy to have that. And then I was vice chair of insurance and banking, which I was last year also. Been involved in the banking aspect for in the House for 6 years, I think, and then over here for the past 6 years. So that will be good. And then vice chair of economic development. And actually was going to turn that down, and then I started seeing some real benefits to the communities in the district as far as being a somewhat influential on economic development in the area. So I went ahead and accepted that, and on that committee and vice chair of that. Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. I've been on that before for the past 6 years in the Senate, and I'm back on that again this year. Deal with utilities some, and energy and environment, DNR, and stuff like that. So able to pass some good bills last year that helped our agricultural community on that, so stuck on that. The big time consumers, I'm back on appropriations. And that's 8 in the morning to 8 at night for days and days and days. Takes a lot of time and everything, but I wanted back on that to give me some control and kind of watch where our money's going. We've got a new chairman this year, a good guy, and so I'll be working with him pretty close. And there again, it's helped the district a lot, being able to get some things through if you're in the right position at the right time. And I think that's pretty well got it covered. I also do serve on Certificate of Need, which is also a real time-consuming committee, and we approve the construction of new nursing homes in the area. The main thing there, I want to make sure our Medicaid people are taken care of whenever they go into nursing homes. And so that's why I've stayed on that. It's an extra day up here and meet quite often and on the phone quite a bit with it. But I think that's really a necessary evil that I'm on there. I don't like it. Everybody hates to be on there. No one wants to be on there. But I feel an obligation to our senior members and to the nursing home taking care of those people. And then I'm on a joint committee on physical oversight to make sure how that works. Got my hands full, but that's all right. I asked for it, and as community elected me, the district people there elected me. So I'm up here to do a job, so it'll be good.
And these committees, this is the most important part of it, in terms of this is where the public is the chance to not only see but comment and have an input on that legislation.
Right. I invite people up here if they want to, if they have a true interest, and we do in nursing home people be here, but individuals can come up and testify and stuff like that. So it is, and you do have a lot of people come in, and it's also a place to where you show consideration. If people drive from West Plains or Marshfield or Donovan or anywhere else, they spend 3 or 4 hours driving up here, they need to be treated right. And sometimes that people get a little aggressive with them. Shouldn't be that way. Lobbyists, yeah, get aggressive with them, cut them off. They come to us and see us in our offices anytime representing whatever organization they're representing. But people all over the state, not just in the district, need to be treated with respect. It's their house up here, their issues. I try and make sure that trims. And if a chairman isn't, I kind of talk to him in the back room, hey, take it a little lighter on these people and see if we can't show a little more courtesy.
Governor also revealing his budget priorities for the upcoming year with the State of the State address this week.
It was, and I've known Governor Parsons back when he was a sheriff, actually, in Bolivar or Polk County. Have a lot of respect for him, and I knew when he took over being governor, I knew he'd do a good job, but he's doing a great job. And he did a great job with the State of the State address, but he did a real good job with his presentation and some great ideas. And he's after workforce development to where we can get higher paying jobs for people, more and higher paying, and train adults, not just kids, but training adults and stuff like that. So that'll be good for community colleges and OTC and others that have community colleges in the area. West Plains is not a community college, but it is a division, and they'll take advantage of that. So he'd like some money for that. And infrastructure, and we've got to have some infrastructure help. We've got so many deficient bridges that some have been closed, making an inconvenience to go around. It's going to have to be addressed, and they haven't found the right combination for a gas tax increase or what. But he did call for a bond issue, which I don't know how that'll go over, but I think $350 million to help on bridges for 200 and some bridges that in bad need of repair. In St. Louis, they've actually put some nets underneath some of the bridges because of debris falling off on vehicles traveling underneath. Little town of Hartville, who's great people, and you drive across a bridge down there, you see the rebar, steel rebar poking through where it goes over the river there, the Osage River and everything. So there's definitely a need, just got to find the right combination, and maybe this will be it.
The Senate Appropriations Committee, I know, starts next week, so there's...
It is. The governor will release his budget. I have not seen it. He did not really speak to it much in the State of the State, but he'll be releasing it. From there, it'll go to the House, and they'll come up with it, and then they'll send it over here, and we'll spend probably 6 weeks on doing it, meeting every day, all those hours every day. Senate will get their 2 cents worth in there. And new budget chair in the House this year, so that'll be different. I've met him one time. I understand he's a great guy, but he's only been 2 years as a House member, and on the Appropriations Committee over there, it's only 2 years, so that'll be interesting. And a new chairman in the Senate, which has had experience in the House and over here in Appropriations, so it'll be interesting, and I'm sure they'll work well with this, us and the governor's office, and not overestimating. Governor Parsons would like to have a little bit of room in the budget to where at the end, if we have some money, we can take care of some priorities or carry it over to the next year. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not taxing people to start a savings account, but we shouldn't be spending it just because we hope it's there.